proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me. The Jewish prayer, known as the Shema, is found in Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9. Many Jewish people have memorized this passage from their youth. It begins with these words, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." The term Shema is the Hebrew word for hear. This is what I like to call the declaration of dependence upon God for the people of Israel. Memorizing this passage is not too difficult, but practicing it is another story. The next part of the Shema is what Jesus called the Great Commandment, which says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might." This implies a binding relationship to God, a devoted life set apart out of love for God. But what does it really mean to love God with all of our heart, soul, and might? First, we must come before God, surrender to Him. The Hebrew word here refers to the will, life, and strength, respectively, but the big picture is that we should love God with our entire being, the complete person. Together, these words reinforce the idea of absolute devotion to God. The Shema continues in verse 6, where it says, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Here we have an emphasis on the heart. Psalm 119, verse 11 reads, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Later on, Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." As we seek to love and follow God, we should let His commandments found in His word be our guide. You see, His word illuminates our path, guiding us in the right way. In this dark world, we will undoubtedly stumble without it. It is also encouraging to know that God's light is sufficient, as God's word is a lamp and a light to our feet. It is important to understand what a lamp looked like in the Bible days. This was often a clay lamp that was filled with oil with a wick that was lit. These lamps, as important as they were in those days, only produced a small amount of light. In considering this, many who seek God's will for their life look for the big answers for major decisions for things like marriage, schooling, vocation, retirement, and others. But more often than not, God leads us according to His word by taking small steps. In fact, God often gives us enough light just to see the next step. God's word is a lamp showing us how to live one step at a time, one day at a time, with Him. God's light, again, is sufficient for you. This is what God wants in His relationship with you. It is a relationship that begins in your heart. By allowing God to take your heart, He becomes your master, the idea of ownership. You belong to God. Have you given your heart to Jesus Christ? Do you love Him with your entire being? If so, walk by faith with His word as your lamp for your feet and a light for your path. The Bible helps us walk the way God wants us to walk. So, how are Christians to walk? First, we are to walk worthy. Ephesians 4 verse 1 says, to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Next, we should walk circumspectly, or carefully. Ephesians 5 verse 14, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. We should also walk in the light. 1 John 1 7 says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. And last, we are supposed to walk humbly. Micah 6, 8, the Micah mandate says, He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Now, keep in mind that none of these are possible without the Word of God lighting our way. So let's ask now the important question, what is light? Or rather, who is the light? John 1:14 says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is none other than Jesus the Messiah. Later on in John's Gospel, He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Let Jesus be your light. Walk according to His Word. And in this, my friend, you will have a true light for your path.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.